At nearly 40 million people, California is a giant. It's got more people than Canada, is one of the top 10 economies in the world, and can be a difficult place to govern. Too difficult in the eyes of several groups. We're going to visit now with two groups that want to see fundamental change in California. The Yes California group is behind CalExit, like Brexit, but with California becoming an independent country. The State of Jefferson movement, which has ebbed and surged over the years, seeks to carve a new state out of Northern California, at least in the current vision. Let's hear from both about what they'd like to see happen and if there's any crossover. Marcus Ruiz Evans is one of the founders of Yes California. He's our guest on The Exchange. Hi, Marcus.
Hi, how you doing? Thanks for having me on.
Doing well. And we have Mark Baird with us as well from the State of Jefferson movement. Hi, Mark.
Hi, Jeff. How you doing?
Doing well, thank you. So, let's start with you, Marcus. What is it that you want to do? Why do you want to take California independent?
Well, we think it would operate better. You know, I don't think anybody who's not lived in a cave over the last year hasn't seen that California and the federal government seem to be butting heads constantly. I do agree with Jeff Sessions on this one point. This is not a sustainable way to run government. You can't have a state say, anything you do at the federal level, we're going to oppose and lock up in legislative challenges. And then the federal government saying, well, we're going to sue you for anything that we don't like. I mean, that's just not sustainable. You can clearly see these two governments are reflecting policies of their people from very different cultures. And so you have policy clash. On top of that, California straight up loses money being part of America. Now, if people still want California to stay with America, okay. But it's a financial loss. It's a financial loss in the tens to over $100 billion. Given that our budget's around $170 billion, we're losing about half our budget just to be part of America while our roads are crumbling and we have to raise taxes on ourselves. That just doesn't make sense when you look at it comprehensively.
All right, I want to explore the numbers with you just a little bit, but I want to bring Mark Baird in here and ask the same question. Sure. What is it you'd like to see happen with the State of Jefferson movement?
Well, I agree with Marcus. California is unsustainable. I just disagree about the reason. California is unsustainable because the government of California is engaged in the most ridiculous practices and the worst governmental model you can possibly imagine. And the state of Jefferson wishes to withdraw from the state of California using constitutional processes where CalExit, I'm sorry, Marcus, I don't mean to use the wrong term, but I can't remember what your group is called.
Oh, that's fine.
Wants to leave the United States of America, which is an unconstitutional process.
All right, but you know, you're citing some of the same issues here, Mark Baird. I mean, when you're talking about the federal government and the state butting heads, I mean, in Marcus Evans' case, it's in favor of California.
I'm not talking about the feds and the state butting heads. I'm talking about the state having its head buried someplace where the sun doesn't shine. I mean, for example, we're the highest tax state in the nation, but we have the highest poverty rate. We have the most illegal aliens. We have the worst roads, but the highest road taxes. Those aren't federal issues. Those are state issues. And what we want is adequate representation in a state with constitutional republic so that we can have a government that makes sense. And the state of California is the most illogical, poorly run state in the United States.
So where do you envision the state of Jefferson? I mean, over the years, there have been different variants that have come out, you know, all Northern California or Northern California and Southern Oregon. I mean, are you locked on a current concept of what would be this new state of Jefferson?
Yeah, we have declarations from 21 counties, and we just have two more declarations we're going to be recording on June 15th from Stanislaus and Mariposa. So we have actual declarations to withdraw from the state of California under Article 4, Section 3 of the United States Constitution from 23 counties. So that is the definition of the state of Jefferson, those 23 counties.
All right. So, but if you're talking Stanislaus County, you're heading fairly south into California and a bit beyond what had been seen as some of the typical limits of Jefferson, aren't you?
Yeah, that's true. But how can you say no to people who want liberty and people who want to return to responsible government in their state? You can't tell people no if they ask you for that opportunity and they do the work themselves to join the state of Jefferson. We can't say no to them.
All right. We're talking to separatist movements, two different ones here on the Jefferson Exchange today. Mark Baird represents the State of Jefferson movement. Marcus Ruiz Evans is the Yes California campaigner. Yes California is a California exit idea. to create an independent country instead of just a new state, as the state of Jefferson people want. Your thoughts on either or both of these, welcome. Ask questions of our guests or put your 2 cents worth in here on the Jefferson Exchange at 800-838-3760, by phone, by email, jx@jeffnet.org. So, Marcus Ruiz Evans, you were saying that California loses money by being part of the United States. How?
So California is a donor state, and as Californians, we pay our federal income taxes. Now, these are numbers for illustration, but basically they're accurate. We pay about $400, $450 billion in federal income taxes every year. We only get back $300, $350 billion in services. That includes military, everything, roads, schools, everything the federal government does, literally everything. We still lose about $32 billion in 2015. We lost $32 billion. And in 2016, it was over $100 billion in federal income taxes we received absolutely nothing for. That went to about 25 other states in the forms of grants and federal subsidies or support to pay for roads and schools for them. Now, one thing is that I do agree with Mark. We do have problems with our roads and schools and dams, but I place that as the federal government's problem because we lost $100 billion paying for other people's roads instead of paying for our own. And so, yeah, then we have to raise a gas tax on ourselves. I do agree with the Jefferson movement on the source of these problems, but we think that the solution is breaking away from the federal government for this reason. If I can't spend $100 billion on myself, yeah, my infrastructure is going to fall apart, and then, yeah, I'm going to have to raise taxes on myself. So the gas tax was raised, what, $13 to $20 billion? We lost $100 billion. Didn't need to do that if we could keep our money on ourselves. And when the federal government says that California has the worst roads, dams, seaports, airports, levees in all of America, then our money should be spent on us. Additionally, when we look at poverty, then we don't get our fair amount of McKinney-Vento federal assistance. Although we lost $100 billion, we don't get the amount of support that we're supposed to for federal poverty programs.
So California, you're saying, overall, you're saying California would be a more prosperous place if you weren't sending money out of state.
Yes, and we could fix our schools and roads without raising taxes, and we could cut income taxes in half, with the amount of money we're wasting.
All right, so Mark Baird, you're talking about wanting similar things and wanting not to pay taxes so high for services that you see as very poor. How does that math change in a state of Jefferson that doesn't include the big cities that California has?
Well, the math changes because in the state of Jefferson, typically the resource counties of California, we're surrounded by all the wealth in the world. And in fact, at one point in time, prior to the progressive era, I guess you would say, or prior to the implementation of some of the worst programs of the progressive era. For example, Siskiyou County was considered the jewel of California. We had the best schools. We had infrastructure. We had economy. We had jobs. And because of the regulatory denial of the people in rural resource counties access to the wealth that surrounds them, we're now one of the poorest counties in California. And this is because we have no representation in the state legislature, and that's what our federal lawsuit against the state of California details.
Are you talking you talk about the wealth around you, is this timber wealth, mining wealth, all the above?
Well, I'll tell you, all products on earth come from the ground. Every product on earth comes from one of four businesses, and that is timber and wood products, farming, mining, and energy production. Every product, every business on earth passes through one of those four products and services. We have all of those. We have geothermal wealth in abundance. We have timber. We have water. We have mining. We have farming. And the state of California has been actively engaged in denying access to all of those businesses to the rural resource counties of California. And it's wrong. It's subjugation. It's tyranny. And it happens because the people of California have no representation in their own state legislature, and this has nothing to do with the federal government.
But with timber and mining, it does, doesn't it? I mean, you know, if you have issues with timber coming off of federal lands, that's a federal issue.
Well, we don't have issues with timber coming off of federal lands in any degree higher than we have issues with timber coming off anybody's land. The state of California has chosen target species in order to deny rural residents access to the resources they own. My own land. I couldn't log my own land, even if I wanted to. And by the way, my ranch is a fire hazard. It is a public health and fire hazard. But because of all the hoops I would have to jump through in order to responsibly manage and mechanically thin that forest, I can't do it, and I'm not going to. So there are only two ways to get fuel off a mountain, and that's mechanically thin it or let it burn. And California has chosen to let it burn.
So you're saying you're not barred from cutting the timber on that land. You just have a lot of processes to go through to get to that point?
Well, there are economic hurdles that the average guy can't surmount, and those are regulatory and they're by design.
All right, we
have no representation in the legislature in order to change those processes.
Well, representation in the legislature, you have representatives, just not in the number that, for example, San Francisco and Los Angeles have.
Well, what does that equal? It equals no representation. When you have one state senator that represents 1 million people, and we have one of our witnesses in our federal case is prepared to testify as a former assemblyman that when he represents multiple counties, he had to fail to represent some counties in order to represent others. Well, Los Angeles has 11 state senators, and the 11 Northern California counties have one state senator. We will lose every time in the state Senate whenever the wants and needs of Los Angeles come up because we don't have any representation in the Senate.
We're talking to California separatist movements here on the Jefferson Exchange in this hour. Mark Baird is with the State of Jefferson Movement. We also have with us Marcus Ruiz Evans from Yes California, which is seeking to turn California into an independent country. You can join the conversation on the exchange, 800-838-3760, by phone, by email, jx@jeffnet.org. First call goes to Mark in Redding. Welcome to the exchange with Mark and Marcus.
Morning.
Hi.
I'm wondering, what way do each of you profit personally from the programs you're supporting currently?
All right. Well, how do you profit personally? Marcus Ruiz Evans, would you start us off?
No, I go broke every year. I donate more money into this, and I barely can afford a living. I make enough money to support myself, and then the rest of it goes into donating the cost. So, no, I've gone poor being part of this, Mark.
All right. Well,
what I stand to gain is liberty. The State of Jefferson Movement has no paid staffers. We receive no corporate donations, no donations from either political party. In fact, both political parties hate us because they hate liberty. The only thing I stand to profit from is liberty, and my only job as a citizen, detailed in the Constitution of the United States, is to secure liberty to myself and my posterity. Our children are leaving. Our businesses are leaving. All of our productive citizens are leaving because of the lack of liberty. So how do I stand to profit? Regaining liberty.
Marcus Evans, in some of the things that Mark Baird was talking about in terms of resource use, do you envision an independent California taking a different approach to resource use from what the state of California as part of the United States does?
Yes, but only so obviously California as a nation is going to be just more of the same of California's part of America, but we wouldn't be limited. So with $100 billion at our disposal and a mandate to act like a nation, we could begin to invest in resources. It's not that California is against using resources. It's that it wants to protect the environment while doing it the same way. We can invest in solar, wind, wave technology, geothermal technology, and we would have the money to do it. It would be safe for the environment, and it's the kind of development in energy extraction that Californians would support. I envision a lot of that and a lot more desalination plants. The largest desalination plant in the world outside of Saudi Arabia is here in California. It was recently built here. We could connect new vast plains of wind, wave, and solar energy and geothermal into desalination and pull California off dependency for water and power from America. And with the money that we lose, we could easily do that within about 5 years.
Let's take another call. We have Sarah in Grants Pass on the phone. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange with Marcus Ruiz Evans from Yes California and Mark Baird from the State of Jefferson Movement. Hi, Sarah.
Hi. Thanks for having my call. I was curious to hear both of your takes on immigration issues, that if you were to be successful in your respective separatist goals, and I ask because separatist groups traditionally have a lot of roots in, or not all separatist groups, but some separatist groups have links to white power and anti-immigrant sentiment. So I'm curious to hear what you guys have to say about that. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Sarah. Appreciate that. Mark, why don't we start with you? You mentioned immigration among your concerns.
Yeah. I was kind of wondering how long it would be until the white power question was asked. First of all, this has nothing to do with power on behalf of anyone except the citizens of the state of Jefferson and the citizens of the United States in general. Remember, liberty applies to everyone. Everyone. It doesn't matter who you are. It doesn't matter what you look like. It doesn't matter what color you are. It doesn't matter what political party you're in. And liberty is messy. Sometimes you don't get exactly what you want, but that's how it works. Article 1, Section 8, Clause 4 of the United States Constitution very clearly, and remember, the states were the authors of the Constitution. They agreed to all of the principles in the Constitution, and they're in plain text. The federal government has all jurisdiction over immigration and naturalization. It is not the business of the states. And quite frankly, we ignore national politics largely because it doesn't impact us. We want liberty in the state of Jefferson, and we will deal with the feds once we have the state sovereignty in order to do so.
Marcus, immigration and race and where Yes California stands on that?
Yeah, so just real quick, the CalExit movement is fully constitutional. The Constitution doesn't say anything about secession. You have to turn to the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court made a decision in Texas versus White that says through the consent of the states you can't secede. Now, moving on to your question about immigration and undocumented immigration. We have said many times that we want to have secure borders. We are not having an open border with Mexico, although we've been claimed to do that. We've been claimed to be the opposite, super bleeding heart liberals, you know, instead of white nationalists. It comes with its own problems. We want to have secure borders. We want to have a better immigration system built through partnership with Mexico and Latin American countries where we work out how many people need to come in and we know who's coming in. We think we can do a better job than the federal government because they failed to secure the border. They failed to stop undocumented immigrants coming in. Now, with the amount of undocumented immigrants that are already here, we want to recognize them as citizens, provided they haven't committed a violent felony and they're willing to pay back taxes and maybe a processing fee. That does not mean open borders. What it means is recognizing you have 3 million people here now. You're not going to round them up. That's ridiculous. So we're going to recognize the people here, but we're going to stop new people from coming in by having a better partnership with Mexico and actually controlling the visa process. I mean, the federal government lets 40% of the people with visas overstay and then has no idea where they're going.
So immigration issues go beyond Mexico if you become an independent country, though. I mean, would you stop immigration from the United States, from Oregon, from Nevada, from the states that border California?
We would have a immigration process, and yes, a certain amount of people from America would be allowed to immigrate into California, and we would hope that America would allow a certain amount of Californians to immigrate there if they would want. But it would be done in partnership and negotiation, much the same way between Canada and America. You know, we're kind of picturing a Canadian model, where yes, you have separate nations, and yes, you have borders, and they're separate people, and they don't want to be the same, but they're friendly. You know, they participate. People come back and forth. You just do it through negotiation.
Mm-hmm. Let's take another call from Cohen in Grants Pass. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange with Mark Baird from State of Jefferson and Marcus Ruiz Evans from Yes California.
Hi, guys. Nice to talk to you.
Glad to have you here.
Hi.
What's up?
All right. Well, I've got kind of a big idea that I've been running past people about the State of Jefferson now for many years. And because, I mean, the rules aren't set yet. You know, it's a big idea. So, you know, I was thinking maybe, you know, there's 15 million acres approximately of some of the best land on earth. I mean, extremely farmable land. And, you know, a lot of it's not developed. Right now it's, you know, public land and, you know, BLM and National Forest, but that would be assumed by the state of Jefferson. So what I was thinking is, in order to sway votes, because obviously you're going to have a lot of people vote for this, and, you know, give the founding families an opportunity that want to sign up for a land grab to be able to develop and farm land for a certain amount of years, 4 or 5, 7 years, whatever,
mm-hmm.
and promote local farms and goods in some of the best farming land in the world, reduce the homeless rate to almost nothing because all they had to do was sign up and get some acreage
mm-hmm.
and then work it. And then it puts everyone on a level playing ground where you have, like, true equality and wealth because everyone has 5 or 10 acres.
Let's get some responses. Thanks for that, Cohen. So homesteading, is this something you see happening in a separate California, Marcos Ruiz Evans?
No. maybe it would work up in Jefferson. I'm sorry, I'm not trying to criticize the idea. I think we're past the homesteading era.
All right.
And I think most of the land's already bought, and it's owned by somebody. There isn't land that's not owned, especially agricultural land. It's all bought by corporate consortiums or rich individual owners who are not going to pass it up. I'm sorry to criticize the idea. I'm also romantic for the historical homesteading era.
All right, Mark Baird, anything that appeals to you in that move that could be accomplished in the state of Jefferson?
Absolutely. First of all, more than 50% in the land of the so-called state of California is owned, quote, owned by the federal government, which is directly opposed to Hagen versus Pollard Lessee, the 1849 case that establishes the equal footing doctrine. And public lands were intended by the federal government to be disposed of once a state attained its enabling act and was created as a state with equal sovereignty to the original 13 states in the United States. And yet the federal government has restricted states west of the Mississippi from disposing of their own lands. We would absolutely use the 9th and 10th Amendment, the Equal Footing Doctrine, join the Western Lands Council so that states would become the masters of the land within their borders with very, very few exceptions, which are detailed in Article 1. And those are ports, magazines, and things that states willingly sell to the federal government.
Okay.
So, yes, homesteading is a great idea, and it could be accomplished, but we must be a state in order to exert that sovereignty and create the doctrine of homesteading.
Mark Baird, State of Jefferson Movement, Marcos Ruiz Evans, Yes California. Thanks for joining us on The Exchange.